I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Ed McBroom for a legislative update. We talked about what he expects to see on the legislative agenda going into the new session, plus some of his thoughts on the governor not signing a piece of legislation that he offered into law. But we started off with a conversation on his thoughts on the current protests in the country. Here's Ed McBroom.
I think that sometimes the groups that are initiating these protests and all think that they're going to bring in all the people who are upset about who got elected to and to their popular cause. And I think they're going to be just as disappointed as the ones 4 years ago weren't too, to discover that, you know, most people in America are going to go to work and go about their business. And if they don't like who's been elected president, they're going to roll with it for 4 years and get active again in 4 years. And these guys who try to start these big movements and harness all this anger end up fizzling because they just discover most Americans aren't interested in shooting their neighbor who put up a political sign that disagreed with their view on things. And so America is a big place. It's got a strong system of democracy, and I think it's resilient, and things are going to calm down and be okay once we get through this.
Well, as we get through this, you start moving into another legislative session, and that is getting underway. Before we take a look at maybe some of the things that may be in the works, a couple of things where I know that with the recent, the governor not signing into law this plan to expunge DUI charges, you were disappointed in that. What were your reactions when the governor did not sign that, and why do you think she did that?
Yeah, it was really kind of baffling about it. It's received such widespread support. The administration never came into the discussion to say that they had reservations or concerns. And so it was a real surprise. I mean, it passed almost unanimously with bipartisan support, great support from people in the administration. And so I've never really received any sort of message from the governor at this point really giving any clarity, except, you know, that they're saying, well, we didn't have enough time to get engaged and the senator didn't get us involved. But, you know, that's not typically the way legislative process works. I mean, usually the governor's office shows up if they have concerns, not requiring the member who introduced the bill to make special overtures to them, unless it's a policy that changes the administration specifically. So I don't know if it's an excuse or if they got caught flat-footed or what happened, but we're going to try again. And I've already spoken to various other chairmen and some of the administration, and we're going to try it again because this affects so many people. It's one of the most fundamental of the expungements that we could do that would immediately improve people's lives.
And this is really to kind of wipe clean a first-time DUI on the record that, you know, this isn't some repeat habitual offender kind of case, correct?
Right, which we provided expungements for folks who might be in that boat, and some of those were even automatic expungements. Mine still requires visiting a judge. It requires nobody was harmed, and it could only have happened one time, which wasn't even my initial rollout of the bill. That was an amendment that I had to accept to get more support, because I was willing to do a couple of time expungements, you know, if they were separated by enough years to show not a habitual problem. But even with the restrictions that I accepted on it originally, we could help over 200,000 people in this state improve their job position, improve their labor marketability. It's just a really important thing. Some guy, you know, people literally get DUIs sitting in their driveway with an open container and blow less than 0.08 and then can't get advanced in their job or apply for other jobs because of that. And meanwhile, we are expunging people with arson or criminal sexual conduct, fourth degree drug offenses, but we weren't going to do it for folks who had a DUI, and we just treat them as lepers. And yet it's a very common, typical offense that a lot of our neighbors have on their record.
We're talking with State Senator Ed McBroom this morning. Looking ahead, you mentioned you'll pick that up again. Maybe what are some of the big legislative things you see will be tackled in this next session?
Well, I think clearly there's going to be continued strain over the COVID and coronavirus response from the administration versus what the legislature wants to see, you know, the opening of restaurants. So all of this is going to lead to a lot of pressure over the budget discussions. And so I suspect that's where you're going to see most of the attention in the next 6 to 9 months, really, is negotiating tight over the budget and trying to use the budget as a bargaining tool to get the legislature's feet under the table again, since we've basically been relegated to insignificance.
That's the comments of State Senator Ed McBroom. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.